Dingoes Ate My Baby. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Enter Mexican Bananas. You're listening to the Computer Corner on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Work all night on a drink of rum.
That sounds good.
We ought to just play that the whole way through.
Can we just
we'll have a relaxed day.
Keep that running in the background the entire show?
I think Harry's going to get paid if it runs for more than a few seconds more. We're talking about identity theft and, of course, any and all computer questions or problems you may have. If you're not having a problem, congratulations, you're in the minority. If you are, you're probably online trying to get through to try to get some help, like John, who's got a problem with a search program.
That's correct.
John, welcome to the Computer Corner. By the way, did you get our tips earlier on some basics of identity theft?
Yes, I did.
And you already have a shredder, right?
Yes, I do. I've had one for years.
All right, we're doing a shredder check here at the...
I don't need no shredder. I got a fireplace.
Yeah, there you go. Get rid of everything, right?
Yeah. All right, okay. So what's going on with your search program?
Okay, what's happening is that when I reboot the computer or I restart, log off, I get this Your Search. It's www.your-search.info/ht.
You done been infiltrated.
Yes, I have been. And I'm running CW Shredder, AdAware, Spy Sweeper, SpyBot, AVG, Grisoft. I've got Zygate Firewall. I still can't get rid of this thing.
You know what? It's like the old Roman or the old movies where they have a castle and they've got the front of the thing just completely barricaded.
Yeah, so I'm getting through the back door.
it's like this. You just walk right in through the back here.
Right, it's all open.
Somewhere along the line, you allowed an installation of something, or somebody that had access to your computer allowed an installation of something.
Okay.
And see, that's actually a program that looks like a program. So
it's
a lot of these spy programs
features.
Go. Yeah, it says, oh, the user clearly intended for this to be there, so we're not going to count that. Now, one of the things you can try doing is go to your Ad Remove programs, and sometimes they will clearly state that here's the program and here's how you uninstall it.
Okay.
I'd start there. Any of the search tools that you see in your Ad Remove programs, and for those of you that don't know how to get there, you just click on Start, go to your Control Panel, and then one of the things in the Control Panel is Ad Remove Programs. When you look in there, you'll see the programs that are currently loaded in your machine, usually alphabetically, and you can just kind of scroll down, and you'll see these things like web search, mm-hmm. your search, any of these search toolbars.
Okay.
Generally, you can just bounce those right out of there.
Except for Mexican banana search.
Right.
You want to hang on to that one.
See, and you'd have been listening like 6 weeks ago to even understand
that. It's a long-running inside joke kind of thing.
So the other thing, I mean, obviously like the Google search bar, toolbar.
Yes, I have that.
That's a good one. Don't get rid of that one. But everything else, out of there.
All right.
So that would be the first thing I'd do. The second thing I'd do is you can actually type in the name of this yucky stuff that you're seeing. Just put it into Google, and you'll probably find lots and lots of resources on how to get rid of it.
Yeah, I've done that, and I've not unsuccessfully so far. So
the 57th thing, since you've tried a bunch and Ken gave you a couple other suggestions, I think that's about the number we're at. Anyway, inside that SpyBot search and destroy, there's a little button people don't realize you should also click called immunize.
Well, there's two. There's update, but this guy sounds pretty sharp, so I'm assuming you've updated SpyBot.
Yeah, I have, and I do immunize every time I clean the thing out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's a good one, too. This sounds like a job for Registry Man.
Or Format Man.
No.
Uh-oh.
So what specifically have you done to try to get rid of this one?
Well, you know, what I've done so far is, I'm just running these programs, the CW Shredder, the AdAware, the Spy Sweeper.
No, but you said you already searched in Google that had the resources?
Yeah, you know, and I wasn't really able to find anything, but I can go back in and check it again.
Yeah, do it, and keep looking page after page. There's going to be somebody in there that will give you specific manual instructions. It sounds like you might be familiar with the registry.
Not really, but I can learn.
So usually there's instructions in there that will help you. Your particular issue is what?
www.your-search.info/ht.
I'll tell you what we'll do is enough people have had that same thing. We see machines in our shops all the time with that. So what we'll do is in our follow-up newsletter, we'll give you specific links to some directions on how to get rid of that Your Search
junk.
Wow,
that would be excellent.
All right?
Great.
All right, hey, well, we'll see if we can get rid of that one item for you at least.
Yeah, because it's just, you know, and it comes up. It actually comes up on my desktop.
Yes.
It comes up in my favorites.
It actually took advantage of, and I'm assuming you've also updated all your, you got all the Windows updates, all the patches.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times it goes after a specific part of Windows so that it can kind of embed itself into your system.
Yeah, I try to keep that updated, too.
All right, well, you're doing everything you can, so we'll get you the information to get this thing out of there.
Okay, great. Hey, thanks, guys.
You bet. Thanks, John.
Sure, bye.
That's how it works, folks. You call, we make up an answer. If we can't make it up real time, we'll put it in our newsletter.
And then he gets personalized help in our newsletter that we're going to send out to the, you know, the 28,000 people.
Right, him and his 30,000 of his closest friends.
Right.
His 15 minutes of fame.
What?
15 minutes?
15
we don't give him
seconds.
Wow, you're so confused.
Where are we at with time?
We've got about a minute before we're going to go to a break here, maybe a minute and a half or so, and then, you know, so we should talk some more about identity theft, maybe?
Jeez. Oh, I was going to say, you know.
Tell them, remind people that, you know, we've put out a bunch of links and talked about a bunch of things that to help you prevent identity theft and what happens once you've been thieved. Well, you can check out all those links and all the resources and all the thievery at datadoctors.com. You click on the radio show section and scroll around.
Lots of resources. I'm just wondering, is using an invalid Social Security number on everything that you do for yourself, is that a good idea?
An invalid one?
No.
That way, if somebody steals it, it's not any good.
It's no good. Maybe they could do like those credit cards now where they give you just a
temporary
day-long
social. Yeah, okay. It's going to be 45 numbers long, though.
Well, yeah, but who cares? You don't have to remember it.
Oh, okay.
It's one-time use.
Well, there are actual real-world things you can do to fight identity theft, and you can find that again at datadoctors.com. And feel free to email us if you've found a particular resource that we haven't posted up there that you feel would be helpful to the rest of the listeners and viewers.
You can email right through the site there, so look around at the radio page and scroll to the bottom. You'll see the places to ask a question or make a suggestion right
there. All right, don't forget to listen right after this 1:30 newscast. Listen for the sound of the home run, the landing in the pool, and you can win a pair of tickets to see the D-backs this Friday at the Bob, actually in the pool there, so stay tuned for that.
I'm getting my phone ready right now.
No, you can't.
Oh,
you're not allowed. No.
You're excluded from the contest. I'm sorry.
All right, when we come back, we'll take more calls and questions, emails, phone calls, whatever it is. Try to fix more computers here on the Computer Corner. It's the Data Doctors, Ken, Brandon, and Mike Hell.
30 minutes left, so stick around. We got a lot more coming up.